Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Law of Cause and Effect, comes from the audio program Karma, Finding Freedom in This Moment, with Pema Chodron and Zigar Kontrol Rinpoche. Here's what Stephen Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, had to say about this week's producer's pick.
What I love about this program is the fact that such a complex topic is being explored from a Western perspective with Pema Chodron and from an Eastern perspective with Zigar Kontrol Rinpoche. These two individuals work in concert to break down this subject and offer something practical and understandable. I chose this selection because it is an excellent example of the Eastern and Western perspectives I've just mentioned. Pema Chodron explains the difficulty Westerners have with the Buddhist teachings on karma, and Rinpoche offers a wonderful definition of karma and then explores the importance of viewing our lives in terms of positive and negative actions. I hope you enjoy this selection.
You can download the entire program, Karma, Finding Freedom in This Moment, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, The Law of Cause and Effect, with Pema Chodron and Zigar Kontrol Rinpoche.
So Rinpoche, I wanted to ask you about karma.
All right.
As you know from teaching in the West, this is a subject which is difficult, often difficult for Westerners to understand, mm-hmm. or they misunderstand it. Mm-hmm. So I think the most easily accessible way of thinking about karma is, or people understanding karma, is to think of it as the law of cause and effect. Mm-hmm. There's even this English expression, what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Is that how you think of it?
Well, karma is a big subject. Basically, I think whole Buddhism is about karma. You know, we are, as a sentient beings, we desire happiness. We long to be free from suffering. And sometimes, of course, we are happy. But a lot of the times we are suffering. So there has to be some way to trace why do we have sources of happiness in our life, or why are we suffering, and even what are the sources of the suffering, where do they come from? I think it comes from karma, from the Buddhist point of view. And of course the karma could be something that in this life we do that brings us the happiness or the source of happiness or suffering or the source of suffering. But it could be something that actually goes back in lifetimes. In either case, what I believe is it's all based on the mind, mm-hmm. that individual's mind. And that individual's mind, if it is self-centered, and if that individual's mind is too much in greed to fulfill the self-centeredness or the self-centered aspirations, and then that individual mind goes against the welfare of others and does cause harm to others, when there's that kind of deeds done wrong to others, then there is the impact of that to the others, as well as impact that comes back to oneself. Mm-hmm. Consequence that ripes in that individual's mind. So that's a basically something all religion teaches to avoid. Buddhism teaches it to avoid, and also Christianity teaches to avoid those kind of negative acts. So as also a Hindu religion teaches those kind of harmful acts to be avoided, and so as Islam. So in that, I think karma is basically all religions' topics. And in there, I think all religions is really equal in the promotion of no harm to others. Now, similarly, I think if someone is able to avoid, though there is maybe a tendency, avoid that kind of in a negative act or restrain from that kind of negative act, go against that with a free will, thinking and goodwill towards others, and able to do something also positive with a kind heart or good heart or altruism, then I think there's the positive karma, there's the positive impact there immediately to others as well as also to oneself, and then also long run to come, there is a positive consequences and impact. So karma in that sense is a cause and effect. What goes around comes back now, as well as also I think it can come in lifetimes. So I truly and firmly believe in that as a sort of all religions belief.